Now, if bunnies are a kind of positive attribute of women and fertility, chasing after rabbits, which you see right in the background there, is a kind of hunt for love on the male's part that has a very carnal and very lustful sort of idea, and quite rightly, that's behind the carnal Venus on this side. And off to the side, you have lovers who have nothing on what Linda showed us earlier. You might notice that her hand is where it probably shouldn't be. Now, if on this side the land is fertile, there is a tree, there are flowers, on this side there is a barren river and a tree which has been cut off and has no branches. And that theme then that we saw in the back, on the front of the painting, is in the back as well, that the joy, the fertilization of marriage is a positive thing, that love and carnal lust in and of itself is a negative thing. Now, in talking about this, I have not mentioned, which I'm ashamed as an art historian not to have done, how brilliant this is as a painting. You know, all of these things help to show you what the story is about, but what to me, I just can't get over how brilliant a painter Titian is, how he is able to balance the white dress with a nude body. And in fact, the count, point-counterpoint that you get in this painting, the equilibrium between these two ravenously beautiful women, I think is actually there. That Titian is not making you pick one over the other, but he sees them as the sense and sensibility of love, and that it is marriage that brings these two aspects of Venus, these two aspects of love together. Because it's through marriage that the carnal desire of a man is put to the use of the generative power of creating a family. Now, Tina Turner might ask, what's love got to do with this? Titian's most emphatic answer is, absolutely everything. Thank you.